Well, we come to that portion of the service that's customary at communion time of fencing the table. And perhaps that's a term that you've heard many times before. And it is the duty of the office bearers of the church, the elders and the minister, to fence the Lord's table. We do that in order to keep the purity of the church. That's an important thing, for in Corinth, where the table was not fenced, the Lord stepped in judgment and fenced the table himself. That's why many fell asleep. They became sick and died. It is an important thing that all things be done in decency and in order. The Lord's Supper is a solemn feast, and it's one that we should take seriously. Certain people are invited to come and to take bread and wine and to participate. Others are warned by the word of God to stay away, not to come, not to eat, and not to drink. And it's a duty of the minister to publicly fence the table by the word. But it's also the duty of the session. That's why you're asked before coming to the Lord's table to meet with the session and to publicly profess faith, to confess Christ before man. So then the question is, who should sit at the Lord's table? Who are those people that are invited to come and to enjoy this feast? And who are those who are warned to stay away? And I thought I would take a phrase that Martin Luther used, which is the teaching of Scripture. He had it in Latin, of course, but it translates as this: at the same time righteous and a sinner. At the same time righteous and a sinner. Those who partake of this supper are professing themselves to be righteous and a sinner. That might sound as if it's a contradiction. How can you be both righteous and a sinner? Well, let me explain. Those who sit at the table must be righteous. They must be righteous, as we've heard just there, righteous by justification, declared righteous by God. Not our own righteousness, for not one of us is worthy to come to the table by what we have done. But we come in and through the righteousness of Christ. A righteousness which is foreign to us, and yet it's counted ours, it's imputed to us, and it's received by faith. By nature we are unrighteous. No one is righteous. No, not one. And yet by our union with Christ, by our connection to him, by faith, we are counted righteous. All our sins are pardoned, completely forgiven. It's not that God ignores them. It's not that God turns a blind eye to them, but he pardons us for them because of the merit and the worth of the sacrifice of Christ. We are righteous as we find ourselves trusting in him, and therefore we may sit at his table. We are justified. And those who refuse Christ, those who refuse the offers that come to us through the gospel, those that resist Christ, and those who say in their hearts, I don't need Christ, I don't need his sacrifice, for I'm good enough in and of myself, those must stay away from the Lord's table. Unless you confess that you need Christ for your righteousness, you have no place here at the table. Luther said, at the same time righteous and a sinner, righteous by Christ. But then the second side, which seems to contradict, we're sinners. And those of you sitting at this table know yourself to be sinners. The Lord's Supper is not a meal for perfect saints. There is a meal for perfect saints. It's the marriage supper of the Lamb, one which we look forward to in heaven, where we'll be glorified, we'll have been made perfect in holiness, and we'll participate in that meal there. But now in this world we are not perfect. We're righteous by faith, but yet still sinners. We wrestle against the world, against the flesh, and against the devil. We desire to be like Christ, And yet, we find ourselves falling short of his standards. We reach heights at times by God's grace, where we feel as if God has lifted us up, and then we plummet to depths. We stumble into sins. At times, our devotion to the Lord is warm. It's flames of fire. And other times we look and we see coldness and lukewarmness. We may feel, as I read last night at the prayer meeting, as Mephibosheth said, we might feel like a dead dog, wretched man that I am, unworthy to come. And yet that's the nature of being a Christian. We are at the same time righteous and a sinner. By justification, all of us who partake by faith are equally righteous. There's not one of you more righteous than the other, because Christ's righteousness, perfect righteousness, is imputed to you by faith. But when we examine ourselves in terms of sanctification, we have different levels. We have different sins, different struggles, different wrestles. And yet, because of faith, we come and we participate. We're welcome to come to the table, not because of ourselves, because of Christ. It's his table, and therefore he gives us the warrant to come. Perhaps you find that tension in your own life. At the same time, righteous and a sinner. It's a tension you hate. Oh, to live unto Christ. That's your heart's desire. But there's this sin that you wrestle against. That tension is a good thing, because it shows that the Lord has begun a good work in you that he will carry forward to completion. That struggle is a good thing, because the Lord has put that into your heart. He has changed your heart so that you hate sin and love righteousness. And as we come to this, the Lord's table, to participate of this sacrament, we are confessing, yes, we're righteous by faith, but we need God's continuing grace to defeat those sins which we hate and to live more and more for the glory of God.